It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, folks. The weather's supposed to be a little iffy this morning, so let's exhibit a little patience and take care as we're out on the roads. There could be the possibility of some strong storms moving through, so we want to make sure that we proceed in a safe fashion today, right? We don't want to mess up our September. Got a great lineup today, New Orleans and Company Hour. We're going to visit with Walt Leger at noon, and we'll talk a lot about what's going on in the city, what we have coming up, a new relationship that they have relative to a musician's database. We'll talk about that. And in the back half of the hour, we'll visit with, I love this guy, Sig Greenbaum. He's the founder and CEO at Sigfest Events, and he puts on the fourth annual NOLA by NOLA, which will run dozens of New Orleans music venues from September 26th through October 6th, and it'll feature more than 300 musical performances. We'll talk about that and what we can expect and whether or not there's anything new. In the 11 o'clock hour, Michael Heck joins us, as he does every Wednesday at 11 a.m., and in the back half of that hour, we'll visit with Representative Joe Ogeron about a constitutional amendment that we will be voting on in the election coming up this fall. We will visit with Delgado's Chancellor, Delgado Community College, Larissa Littleton Stibe. We'll talk about what's going on at Delgado, the programs that they have to offer. A lot of flexibility. They are incredibly nimble. They make it work for you. We'll also be joined by the Dean of the School of Liberal Arts, Social Sciences, and Education, Emily Cosper, as well as Daryl Hippensteel, one of the faculty in the Criminal Justice Department as well. I did want to say something about the passing of Sybil Morial that was announced this morning. A beautiful first lady standing side by side with dignity with Mayor Ernest Morial. She was a very powerful individual in her own right, civil rights advocate, community difference maker on so many different fronts and could go on for a long time, a teacher, an administrator, the mother of Julie, Mark, Jacques, Cherie, and Monique, three of whom I have had the privilege of meeting and knowing over the years. Mark was actually a classmate of mine at Jesuit High School and have talked to him over the years, as well as his brother Jacques, too. A great family. She was a very distinguished first lady of the first black mayor in the city of New Orleans. And our thoughts and prayers go out to the Morial family this morning. Wanted to take a little time to talk about something that was recently revealed. The Kamala Harris's campaign has confirmed that she supports the tax proposals that the Biden-Harris administration unveiled back in March. So what does this actually mean? First, let's talk about this changing of the scope and focus of the IRS, for lack of a better term, and what that is going to mean to you. Because we know that the president said that anyone making an annual income of $400,000 or less is not going to be impacted. The likelihood of them being audited is not any greater. But it's not all that simple. Because when you have two wage earners in a household that's actually married, what happens? Do you get to stack that? $400,000 for the husband, $400,000 for the wife. Individually, they wouldn't be impacted if it's they each make $400,000. Do you stack it? Is it $800,000 for the family? It doesn't seem like it's going to work out that way. The IRS is trying to figure out how to measure who falls into what category, right? And it looks like it's going to end up being that it will not be the $400,000 for each. It could be a threshold as low as $450,000 for the familial unit. So again, what appears to be talked about at first blush is not necessarily how it's going to work operationally. We'll continue to monitor this as it relates to this reported total positive income figure that's out there and how this will ultimately be handled. Because it is different than what was promised, right? And they were very adamant about that $400,000, right? And at the same time, there's some other changes, and we'll talk about those in a few minutes. But this is a big one, right, as it relates to this marriage penalty existing. And so it will be interesting to see how the IRS finally decides this issue. In fact, they have said they haven't made any final decisions. But this could be resolved tomorrow. According to Grover Norquist, president of the Americans for Tax Reform, President Biden could call Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. She works for the president. This is a call that's made by the IRS, and they can make this issue go away right now. Will they do so? I'm not that confident that that's going to happen. You know, when there are decisions being made about some of these things, and when we talk about targets as to how much we're going to collect in additional taxes, it just seems to me we always err on the side of collecting more, not less. Especially when you couple that with what is actually being proposed by the Biden-Harris administration. So when it comes to corporate taxation, their intent is to increase from 21 to 28%. The average of corporations around the world, otherwise known as the OECD average, is under 24%. So we would put ourselves at a greater than 4% disadvantage to other corporations around the world. And we know what that led to last time, that we started having corporations set themselves up, because they can go anywhere, right? And set up the mothership somewhere else in the world. They've done it. We've actually repatriated a lot of that money under the Trump administration because we recognize that we were treating our own in a way that created disadvantages for them in competing against other corporations around the world. Now, you take that 28% and then you add whatever state taxes would be on top of that, and we've created a much bigger chasm and delta than would otherwise appear, right? We all know, and we've had economists from the left, the right, the middle on this show. You can see them on MSNBC, CNN, Fox, all. Corporations don't pay taxes. They do, but they don't. Those are passed on, right, to the shareholders, the customers. Dividends are not paid. Higher taxes lead to higher prices, as well as a much more focused eye on wages and staffing levels. We've seen that most recently just with the fast food situation when they were compelled by government to increase minimum wage. So what do? They have less people less hours. They will ultimately make it work for them because they have a fiduciary obligation to their shareholders, their investors, and otherwise. And these taxes are just passed on as it relates to prices. So I've said then, and I'll say again now, don't ever think that you are disjointed or disconnected from whatever is going on relative to the corporate tax rate, because you're not. And it couldn't come at a worse time. Long term, it could potentially increase inflation in this country for sure. Also, under this Inflation Reduction Act, there's a provision that would move the threshold or the minimum tax to be paid by corporations from 15% to 21%. Just another little change, right? Again, we know what the trickle down is. We've talked about it on this show many times. And then when it comes to you, me, and everyone else. So they want to increase the top rate from 37% to 39.6% for these individuals earning $400,000 or more, and households making $450,000 as a group. Right now, that marriage penalty is alive and well. We're waiting on whether or not the IRS is going to make a decision as to how they're going to treat this. You add state income taxes on top of that, which is probably in this state going to average out to somewhere around 3.5%. At that number, you are at 44% of your income. You will have many states with this rate and the state income tax giving up more than half of their income in taxes. In income taxes. Then you add on top of that the Medicare tax they propose to raise from 3.8% to 5%. So this top marginal rate that we talk about is getting closer and closer to that 50%. Those states without income taxes are going to be the ultimate beneficiary, because those that are nimble and can move and can go to a place that's going to treat them in a much better way, they will do so. There's no doubt about that. So that's the issue that's being presented right now as we deal with this situation with taxes. So a lot of what they said early onset is not necessarily going to play its way out. And then we get to other types of taxes, capital gains. Obviously, they're trying to tax unrealized gains, those for the incredibly wealthy. It's not going to impact you or I. But where it might impact you or I is if you bought your house back in the 70s or 80s and you made a deal on the home, and then that home ultimately will yield you more than $1 million as it relates to what you have invested there. You may have bought it at $200,000. It may be worth $1.2 million or $1.3 million today. You sell it, you're greater than $1 million in capital gain. You could give up a good sized number. It's all over the map is where that is. In fact, as high as having to pay ordinary income rates on that capital gain. The interesting thing is, when you look at the right now, we have a capital gain tax exemption that's applicable on the sale of your primary residence. It's $250,000 for an individual, $500,000 for a married couple. And any gains will be taxed like any other capital gain for anything in excess of that. That number hasn't been changed since, I think, going back into the 90s, if my memory serves me correct. So you see where this is all going? You see the flavor of this, of what's actually happening, and how this is going to impact folks day in and day out. You know where this gets really bad, folks? How many of you are small business owners out there when you start talking about these thresholds? When you start talking about maybe buying a little you know, 2,500, 5,000 square foot warehouse, increasing in value. You've maintained and managed this property appropriately. You've been able to experience some successes, and you add to this, you know, the fact that inheritance taxes are also going to be impacted because they go by the wayside in 2026. That Trump put in place, where there was, I think, an 11 million or so exemption, that's going down. So you could pay on more. And you think about these small business owners, you've got 5, 10, 15, 20 employees. You're doing well. You found a niche. When you start looking at what they're talking about changing, you are going to get hammered. Because a lot of these thresholds, they sound like a boatload of money, but it is not really. And it's going to be interesting to see how strong the pushback is going to be. It will be incredibly difficult for you to be able to achieve what you're achieving today with what they're proposing to put into place. Incredibly difficult. And I talk to small business owners every day, holding on, trying to stay alive, trying to pay the bills, dealing with supply chain issues, dealing with all kinds of things, holding up getting paid their money. A lot of products are not even inventoried here locally anymore. 5-6 week wait periods. Meanwhile, these businesses are out of pocket. No consideration given for that at all. You know, it's interesting. I get a text like right now, Democrats bad, Trump good, same old garbage show. I never said Trump was good. What I said is that this administration is proposing to make your life harder. I know it's hard for people to accept the fact that this is a Democrat administration when you begin to look at some of the policies that they're bringing forward and how it's going to impact your life day in and day out. I know that you would much rather have somebody, for many folks, beat up on Republicans and Trumps, but they're not in the executive department. They're not proposing changes like this. I know it's hard to accept the fact that your peeps are proposing to take more of your money and that you're going to have to work harder to be able to maintain the quality of life that you have today. I recognize that that is a difficult thing to come to grips with. And it's simply amazing how folks want to deflect and deny and evade the issue of this is your administration, if you're a Democrat, that's coming down with these onerous provisions for small business owners and otherwise, as if and though these are only just, you know, their definition of wealth is just absolutely incredulous in today's world. Incredulous. And they believe that people are just going to stand by and be willing to accept this. We saw what happened in many European countries when they breached that 50% number, they lost. They lost. They are no longer in these countries. They're no longer headquartered there. They've gone. Because they're not going to give up more than half of what they've worked so hard to achieve and earn to the government. What we don't see are any potential cuts living within our budget or anything else. And now that we've surpassed the $35 trillion debt in this country, and we know what the downstream implications of that are, and the concerns that have been articulated by many on both sides of the aisle as it relates to economists, we're just continuing to go this thing. And we believe that we're going to tax our way back into a balanced budget. The capacity of those that are paying the lion's share of the taxes in this country is just not there. And I know everyone talks about how great the size and the makeup as it relates to the labor market of the immigration issues and challenges that we have right now. It was interesting in a recent Wall Street Journal article, they point out just the amount of difficulties that are present here with this particular market, just as it relates to how uneducated they are. 22% of the most recent immigrants have no high school diploma. That works really well for us, right? Only 36% have achieved a bachelor's degree or higher. And where the share of these recent workers are with select occupations, construction laborers, maids, cooks, janitors, drivers, landscapers, 2.5% are software developers, cashiers, nurses at 2%. All of those others, middle to high single-digit numbers. So when we look at the diversity issue of where they're able to actually help this economy grow in a huge way, because we don't engage in any economic credentialing, it's not working to be a plus-plus issue for us. Is it backfilling some areas where we do need that? Yes. But the fact that you've added more population in 4 years than you have, I think it's in the previous 10 in this article, it begins to reveal the ultimate picture of the difficulties that we're having to deal with. When we are increasing the level of poverty in this country exponentially, and we're wondering why we're having difficulty keeping our head above water. We'll be right back with the Chancellor of Delgado Community College, Larissa Littleton Stibe, when we return. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by the Chancellor of Delgado Community College, Larissa Littleton Stibe, and Emily Cosper, who is the Dean of the School of Liberal Arts, Social Sciences, and Education, and Daryl Hippensteel, one of the faculty in the Criminal Justice Department. And Chancellor, just for full transparency, I have worked with Darryl for a number of years. He actually helped our training academy at the JPSO many, many years ago. And welcome to the show, all of you.
Good morning, and thank you. We are so happy to be here. And I'm not surprised about Darryl. He's a rock star.
Absolutely. Chancellor, if you would, one of the things that I'm learning about Delgado Community College is how flexible and nimble you guys are. You really make it work for the students. Talk to us about that.
So let me tell you, we are extremely flexible and nimble, so much to the point that we have a 12-week session that is beginning that you can register for today. So for those individuals that missed the full session, you know, you were on the fence about registering and going to school and taking classes, guess what? It's not too late. We have an opportunity for you. Our 12-week session, which we call the Second Start, will allow you to take the classes that you need to gain that job, that career you want, or to transfer to that four-year institution. So, yes, we are flexible. We are nimble. We have day and evening courses. We have online, face-to-face, and virtual.
Now, you guys also offer yet another opportunity that starts in October, right?
Yes. That's our 8-week session that starts in October. So we've got a variety of things going on over here at Delgado Community College. We have our full session, which began about 2 weeks ago, and we have a first 8-week session. Now we have a 12-week session at the beginning, and then we will have another 8-week session to close out the semester with also a winter session. So we've got a lot of things happening at Delgado Community College because we know our student base. We know who they are. We know that they're living busy, active lives. The average student age at Delgado is 28 years old. And so, of course, we have to be able to accommodate them and their needs. And our workforce needs us. Let's be perfectly clear and perfectly honest here. The workforce of Louisiana needs Delgado Community College, and so we have to make certain that not only do we offer the courses that lead to careers for the workforce, but we also have great business and industry partners and foundation board members who ensure that we're able to provide scholarships to students who need them.
So with this upcoming 12-week registration, let's go to Dean Cosper of the School of Liberal Arts, Social Sciences, and Education. What can we expect in a 12-week semester, and what are the offers?
Good morning. You can, in the School of Liberal Arts, Social Sciences, and Education, we really offer a majority of the general education courses at the college, not all of them, but these are the courses that really lay the foundation for your associate's degree and can lead to your bachelor's degree. So we have the standard English class. We have the standard psychology class. We have sociology classes. We have psychology classes. So we really have quite a few classes. We're also offering this 12 weeks care and development of young children, children classes and some history classes. So really the student who needs to pick up credit hours is unsure where to start. Starting with these general education classes really gives you a foot in the door. And you can expect to be busy.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it makes sense for me, depending on your walk of life, sometimes there are certain times of the year that you're going to be much busier if you're working. And if you're honest with yourself, maybe there are a lot of time constraints that you can't give all of that attention necessary to be successful in school. And that's what I really love about this full semester, 12-week and 8-week offering. It's just an incredible example of how flexible and nimble Delgado truly is, thinking about that for folks.
Indeed, and I think it's important to note that these 12-week classes, you can take face-to-face if you need that face-to-face experience, which we know some students prefer in the classroom. But you can also take them on camera. Now, not every class can be taken in all these different modalities, but a majority of our classes, you have a choice. Do you want to sit there in a classroom every day? We can do that for you. Do you want to log on and see your teacher on camera once or twice a week, we can do that for you. Or if you're self-directed, you can take these classes online. You still have access to your professor. You're not out there alone in your online classes, but there's just flexibility for when you do the work. That you will have deadlines, but you get to decide when you study, when you read, when you take the test.
And it also seems to me, Dean, that this aligns really well with the four-year college that you may ultimately transfer once you complete your curriculum at Delgado as well, when you have this many opportunities to kind of make it work to transition over. Would that be true?
Absolutely. You know, fortunately in the state, we've worked really hard, our two and four-year partner schools, to make transfer between us much more seamless than it's ever been in the past. With our state partners, 4 and 2 years, many of these general education courses that I mentioned, they transfer easily. You can take an English class here, and it will go with you when you're ready to start your bachelor's degree once you finish your associate's degree here. These classes go with you. So it is very, like, the programs in my area are really built for transfer. Doesn't mean you have to transfer, but when you complete your degree, most of these classes will come with you. And it's a great opportunity. You know, an associate's degree is a wonderful credential, and it's even more wonderful that you get to take it with you should you decide to continue your higher education.
Absolutely. And Chancellor, I understand that that same approach applies to the School of STEM as well, right?
Oh, most definitely. Absolutely. So, look, let me tell you, Delgado Community College has a twofold mission: prepare you for work and career, or prepare you to enter into a four-year institution. And so with that, our courses, our instructors, we follow the same SAC COC accreditation guidelines as four-year institutions do. Our faculty members are credentialed with master's degrees and PhDs as well. And so when you think of a community college as a starting point, as a launch pad to take you anywhere you want to go.
Absolutely. Dean Cosper, I was not surprised, because I know it's been around a long time, but that criminal justice was one of the oldest and most robust programs that Delgado's offered since its infancy.
This is very true. It's I'm relatively new to being the dean of this area. This is my second year, and I'm most impressed. It's a top graduator at this college. The faculty members are incredible, our full-time faculty members, and we have many adjuncts in the field that bring their expertise. And we've been doing this since the 1950s at the college, which is pretty incredible. And our students go out into the community and are prepared to serve or continue their education with our four-year partners.
And also, I know Daryl Hippensteel. Daryl, you know everybody. You've been around a long time. Daryl, I think you're older than me, so I've been around a long time. You've been around longer than I. There are a lot of internship opportunities, obviously, that law enforcement and first responder community is now engaged in, because they like to give folks a taste of what they're going to do, and it's so very important. I know with the relationships that you have, you can place people almost anywhere, right?
We can. They get a practicum that we can offer. It gives them 3 hours. We can also have life experience credit that they can get. It helps them along with their program. The police often get the Policing 101 class. So there's a lot that we do, and we've worked with the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Department, New Orleans Department, and we've also worked with the Juvenile justice system and sending students over there for quite a long time.
Now, you guys also, have y'all, did I hear that y'all were starting a new Homeland Security degree as well at Delgado?
Yes. Emily can speak to the origin of how that transpired, but we've got a master syllabus for emergency management and introduction to Homeland Security, the sociology of disaster and transportation, and border security, all of the things that are inside of the monolithic Homeland Security institution. There's a lot of things that are going on there, you know, all the way from before disaster happens, preparedness, taking care of the technical and computer online services that we need to have, home and business, financial institutions. They do terrorism components. So we have an emergency, you have a disaster, and then you have the event, and then you've got to clean up and do all of those things. It's really unbelievable how many different positions somebody could end up working in Homeland Security.
Yeah, you know, our program is really, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Okay, I was just going to say the new Homeland Security and Emergency Program is really developed to prepare students for entry-level positions, you know, within emergency management, security technologies, infrastructure protection, and that's governmental agencies and the private sector, you know, so there really are great career opportunities for students who are interested. And we've worked with our four-year partners, really trying to get this program off the ground. It's the first year, and we have great, you know, belief in how strong, when we check back with you next year, how we really have, you know, getting our students situated and, you know, building it up so we can meet our community's needs, because we know in this state and with all of our industry along the river that we need to be prepared, and this program will help us be prepared should there be any kind of emergency management situation.
Chancellor, we have just a couple of minutes, but I did want to finish out. I had the opportunity a couple of weeks ago to speak to a couple of Delgado students that were actually in their third year of being there on a part-time basis, and I asked them to describe their experience, and they said what they loved about it most in comparing their experience to other kids' experience is that there were never any unanswered questions. They always seemed to be able to get them answered. There was a lot of support, and they felt good about that. And I remember, you know, when I first went to the university, I felt that, of course, that was many, many years ago, but I felt like there was very little that I knew, and I always felt like I was walking down a dark corridor sometimes. So it was encouraging to hear them say that you know, there was certainty about what they were doing.
Oh, yeah. So let me tell you, Newell, you know, I consider myself to be a very fortunate person to work at Delgado Community College because I have excellent faculty and staff who think outside of the box every day, all day. So for new students, we have new student orientation. We have a daycare center that is on campus that is a Head Start facility that allows students to drop off their kids and go to class and not have to be concerned about the care of their young children. We have scholarships that are available for students who need them, who have financial need. So we really try to really just be think outside of the box, because you got to think about it this way. As a community college, we're not only servicing those first-time freshmen, those individuals who are right out of high school coming to college, we're also servicing individuals who are 28, 29, 30, 40, 50 years old, right? Some who may already have a bachelor's degree.
and who are deciding to come back to community, come back to us because they want to enter into a field of cybersecurity, or maybe they want to be a registered nurse, you know, or maybe they want to go into, you know, a STEM program or open their own business and be an entrepreneur. So we always have to level up our game, and we always have to look at best practices that exist nationwide so that Delgado can continue to be the catalyst, but most important, so that Delgado's doors can remain open and be available for those who need us.
Absolutely. Folks, thank you so much for joining us today. We truly appreciate it. Chancellor Larissa Littleton-Stibe, Emily Cosper, the Dean of the School of Liberal Arts, and Daryl Hippensteel from the Faculty of the Criminal Justice Department. Truly appreciate your time, your insight, and sharing your experience at Delgado Community College with us. We will be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us. I don't know about you, but I love the excitement of Chancellor Littleton-Stibe. She's just incredibly excited about the work that they do out at Delgado Community College. And one of the things that I didn't get a chance to talk about, but actually the folks that I talked to the other day, they mentioned it about the computer lab there at the City Park campus, 74 workstations, 3 ADA workstations, 2 color scanners, black and white color printing, Xerox, email scanning. They make it real easy for you, giving you the tools and the resources necessary. I just wanted to mention that because they mentioned it. And obviously, it is something very meaningful to the students there, that they can get quite a lot accomplished while they're there on the campus. And all of these campuses are really easy to get to as well. And we'll visit with the chancellor again in the coming weeks, because we do want to talk about this new program that they have in Homeland Security and what they're doing there. What they're doing is they're really matching up to the industries throughout the metro area and making sure that they're staying current, that they're staying innovative, and that they're actually providing new members of a workforce that can actually go to work, which is important because they've got the right and appropriate training as well. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. This is Newell on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I don't know about you, but I love the excitement of Chancellor Littleton-Stibe. She's just incredibly excited about the work that they do out at Delgado Community College. And one of the things that I didn't get a chance to talk about, but actually the folks that I talked to the other day, they mentioned it about the computer lab there at the City Park campus, 74 workstations, 3 ADA workstations, 2 color scanners, black and white color printing, Xerox, email scanning. they make it real easy for you, giving you the tools and the resources necessary. I just wanted to mention that because they mentioned it. And obviously it is something very meaningful to the students there, that they can get quite a lot accomplished while they're there on the campus. And all of these campuses are really easy to get to as well. And we'll visit with the chancellor again in the coming weeks, because we do want to talk about this new program that they have in Homeland Security and what they're doing there. What they're doing is they're really matching up to the industries throughout the metro area and making sure that they're staying current, that they're staying innovative, and that they're actually providing new members of a workforce that can actually go to work, which is important because they've got the right and appropriate training as well. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. This is Newell on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app